Texte numéro 33. Gender pay gap won't close until 2069, says Deloitte. It will be more than half a century before the gender pay gap closes in the UK, according to a report that highlights the gulf between men and women's earnings, even at the outset of their careers. Progress on closing the pay gap has been so slow that on current trends it will not be eradicated until 2069, or 99 years after the 1970 Equal Pay Act, according to an analysis by consultants Deloitte. The report finds that at the very start of their working lives, women graduates are earning less than their male peers in many jobs. That gap holds true even in sectors where women workers dominate, such as healthcare and teaching. In all but one of 10 popular occupations for graduates, men start out on higher average salaries than women. In all 10, the gap widens over time. The gender pay gap has come down to its lowest on record at 9.4% for full-time workers, and the government has pledged to eliminate it in a generation. But progress remains very slow, according to Deloitte. The Fawcett Society campaign group said the findings highlighted missed opportunities for women and for businesses who were not making the most of women's skills and experience. At the current rate of progress, young women starting work today will have retired by the time we close the gender pay gap. None of us can afford to wait that long, said the Fawcett Society's head of policy and insight. One of the widest gaps in starting salaries is for health professionals, despite more than three-quarters of graduates in the sector being female. In teaching, where a similar proportion are women, the gap in starting salaries is £1,000 or 4%. The report says the reasons for the UK's 9.4% gender pay gap for full-time workers are complex. Factors include women being more likely to take jobs where pay is relatively low, such as in care, women taking time out for family reasons, and women taking more poorly paid part-time jobs when they return. There may also be unconscious discrimination at work and within organisations that affect decisions about jobs and pay, the report added. However, the report identified lessons for policymakers in the significantly smaller gap in starting salaries between men and women who have studied science, technology, engineering and mathematics, STEM subjects, and who go on to take jobs in those sectors. Analysing pay gaps by degree qualifications rather than by occupation, the authors found there was no difference in average starting salary between men and women graduates of engineering and technology, and for subjects allied to medicine and dentistry. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2016.